Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, September 8th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Declutter. Yesterday was Apple's September event day. As expected, we got a number of announcements, including the iPhone 14 lineup and the Apple Watch Ultra. We have a lot to dig into, so let's get started. Things kicked off with the new Apple Watch Series 8. The biggest change here is the addition of not one, but two new temperature sensors. One of these temperature sensors is located on the back of the watch close to your skin, while the other is located underneath the display. Apple says that this dual sensor design helps to reduce bias from the outside environment. The new temperature sensors are there to power new menstruation-related features. Apple says that it will rely on nighttime wrist temperature data as a good indicator of overall body temperature, sampling the wrist temperature every 5 seconds overnight and measuring changes as small as 0.1 degrees Celsius. Utilizing the new temperature sensing capabilities in the Apple Watch Series 8, users will receive a retrospective ovulation estimate. This sort of data can be helpful for things like family planning, and Apple is making it all accessible directly in the health application. Apple Watch Series 8 is also adding a new crash detection feature. This feature uses an advanced sensor fusion algorithm combined with more powerful gyroscope and accelerometer sensors to detect when you've been in a car wreck. If the Apple Watch detects a car crash, it'll check in with the user and dial emergency services if they are unresponsive after a 10-second countdown. Emergency responders will then receive the user's device location, and this information is also shared with the user's emergency contacts. Finally, the Apple Watch Series 8 is adding a new low-power mode that can extend the battery life of your watch up to 36 hours, so long as there's also a paired iPhone nearby. This feature works by temporarily disabling or limiting select sensors and features such as the always-on display, workout auto-start, heart health notifications, and a few other things. But notably, this feature is also coming to the Apple Watch Series 4, Series 5, Series 6, and Series 7, so it's not actually exclusive to the new Series 8. The Apple Watch Series 8 is available to order right now in the same 41mm and 45mm sizes. The aluminum case colors include Starlight, Midnight, Silver, and Product Red, while stainless steel is available in silver, graphite, and gold. Pricing is unchanged and starts at $399, and the first orders arrive on Friday, September 16th. In addition to the new Series 8, there's also a new Apple Watch SE. This new Apple Watch SE doesn't offer many changes. It has the same S8 processor inside that's in the Series 8, which means it's up to 20% faster than its predecessor, and it also offers crash detection. The design of the new SE is the same as the previous generation, with the small exception that the back case has been redesigned to be made out of a new nylon composite material, which is basically a fancy name for plastic. Apple Watch SE is available in 40mm and 44mm aluminum cases in Midnight, Starlight, and Silver. It's also available to order today, with a starting price of $249, which is actually $30 cheaper than before. But where the new Apple Watch really gets fun is the Apple Watch Ultra. This is the high-end Apple Watch model that has been heavily rumored over the past year. We'd been calling it the Apple Watch Pro or maybe the Apple Watch Extreme, but Apple has settled on the Apple Watch Ultra. This new Apple Watch features a 49mm casing that's made from a new titanium formulation that's more durable than before. There's also a new action button on the left-hand side that is customizable for a wide range of things, like starting a workout, activating a new siren feature, opening an app, or even running a shortcut. The Apple Watch Ultra has a maximum display brightness of 2,000 nits, which is 2 times brighter than any other Apple Watch model. There are also 3 built-in microphones to improve sound quality and an advanced new wind noise reduction algorithm to further improve quality on phone calls. The design looks pretty similar to what the rumors had expected, with a new flat display as well as a larger digital crown and side button that extend from the edge of the Apple Watch. All of these changes are part of Apple's efforts to improve the durability of the Apple Watch Ultra. There are a ton of features here for extreme sports. There's a new dual-frequency GPS that integrates new positioning algorithms for making the most accurate GPS data of any Apple Watch. There's a completely redesigned compass application with features like waypoints, which can let you mark a location or a point of interest directly in the compass app. Backtrack is a new feature that uses GPS data to create a path showing where the user has been, which is useful if they get lost or disoriented and need help retracing their steps. An integrated 86-decibel siren is designed for emergencies in case a user becomes lost or injured and needs to ask for help but can't do so. There's a new depth gauge inside the Apple Watch Ultra, along with a new depth application that displays data like the time, the current depth of the water, duration underwater, water temperature, and the maximum depth you reached. There are a few other extreme sports features that we've rounded up and you can find in the show notes below. The Apple Watch Ultra also has the best battery life of any Apple Watch, reaching up to 36 hours during normal use and up to 60 hours using the new low power setting. And of course, the Ultra has all of the other features of the rest of Apple's watch lineup, including things like crash detection, heart health features, activity tracking, and more. Apple Watch Ultra is available to order today. The first orders will arrive on September 23rd, and you'll be paying $799 for the Ultra. Next up, Apple announced the long-awaited second-generation AirPods Pro. The design here remains unchanged, with AirPods Pro using an in-ear form factor, but you will get an extra new set of small ear tips in the box, which Apple says should make AirPods Pro work with even more people. AirPods Pro 2 are powered by Apple's new H2 audio chip, which offers a number of upgrades over the H1 processor that first debuted in 2019. Apple says that you can expect AirPods Pro 2 to cancel up to twice as much noise as the previous generation, and there's also a new low distortion audio driver and custom amplifier that Apple says will make for a richer bass and clearer audio. One of the more notable features is that Apple is expanding on transparency mode with a new adaptive transparency feature. This works by using on-device processing to reduce loud environmental noise, such as things like a passing vehicle, a siren, construction tools, or even loud speakers at a concert. On the AirPods Pro stem, Apple has added a new layer of capacitive touch controls. These controls allow you to swipe up or down to instantly adjust volume levels. It also features the same force touch sensor as before, allowing you to physically press on the stem to control things like stopping, starting, and skipping forward and backwards. The AirPods Pro 2 charging case has added a couple new features. The case now supports Find My tracking with precision, just like an AirTag. It has integrated speakers so you can ping it through the Find My application. There's also a new integrated connector to attach a wrist strap, and you can now charge the case also by placing it on a magnetic Apple Watch charger. In terms of battery life, AirPods Pro offer an additional hour and a half compared to the first generation for a total of up to 6 hours. With the charging case, you can reach a maximum of 30 hours this time. AirPods Pro 2 will be available to order on Friday, September 9th, so tomorrow. Pricing is unchanged at $249, and the first orders will arrive on September 16th. We are sponsored this week by Declutter. Declutter is the official 9to5Mac trade-in partner, and with the iPhone 14 coming, now is the best time to lock in a trade-in price for your old iPhone. Declutter offers an extended 28-day price lock guarantee, allowing you to lock in a trade-in quote for your iPhone and send your device after you receive your iPhone 14. So you can lock in a trade-in price for an iPhone 13 Pro now, wait until your new iPhone 14 Pro arrives, then send in your iPhone 13 Pro and cash out that money, more money, than you would with other programs. Declutter pays 33% more than other carrier buyback programs, and it buys out in cash, not credit. Hit the link in the show notes to get a free instant valuation for your iPhone and begin the trade-in process ahead of your iPhone 14 arriving. My thanks to Declutter for their support of 9to5Mac Daily and for being 9to5Mac's official trade-in partner. Moving on to the iPhone 14, we officially have the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus. The biggest change here is, of course, the addition of that iPhone 14 Plus, which replaces the Mini and offers a 6.7-inch display size. Both of the new iPhone 14 models are powered by the A15 Bionic chip, which is an upgraded version of the A15 chip it was using last year, and actually the same chip that was inside the iPhone 13 Pro last year. The big focus here is an upgrade to GPU performance, and there's also support for crash detection, just like on the Apple Watch. Both models have an updated internal design for better thermal performance, and there's a Super Retina XDR display with OLED technology that supports 1200 nits of peak HDR brightness. Camera technology has gotten a big update this year. Both the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus feature a new 12-megapixel main camera with a larger sensor and larger pixels. Apple has also created something called a photogenic engine that uses hardware and software to improve low light and midnight performance for all cameras. Apple says you'll get a 2x improvement in low light on the ultra-wide camera, a 2x improvement on the front-facing camera, and a 2.5x improvement on the new main camera. Other tidbits here include that the main camera should be better for all scenarios and offer better details and motion freezing with less noise, faster exposure times, and sensor shift optical image stabilization. The front-facing camera has been updated with an f1.9 aperture for better low-light performance, and it also now supports autofocus for the first time. There's something Apple is calling action mode that creates smooth-looking video, adjusting to significant shakes, motions, and vibrations, even when the video is being captured in the middle of the action. The flash on the back of the iPhone 14 is 10% brighter than before. The iPhone 14 now supports cinematic mode in 4K at 30 frames per second and 4K at 24 frames per second. Moving on from the camera upgrades, iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus have added support for satellite connectivity, which of course is that feature we've talked a lot about that's been rumored since last year. Emergency SOS via satellite combines different components inside the iPhone with new software features to allow the iPhone's antennas to connect directly to a satellite, enabling messaging with emergency services when you aren't connected to cellular or Wi-Fi coverage. Apple explains that satellites are moving targets with low bandwidth, and it can take minutes for messages to get through. So what it's doing is the iPhone will front-load a few vital questions to assess the user's situation and then show them where to point their phone to the sky to connect to a satellite. The initial questionnaire and follow-up messages are then relayed to centers staffed by Apple-trained specialists who will call for help on the user's behalf. This will also let users manually share their location over satellite using the Find My application, again, even when there's no cellular or Wi-Fi connection. Emergency SOS via satellite will be available in November to users in the United States and Canada. Apple says it'll be free for 2 years, but it hasn't offered any additional details on the pricing after that. The iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus will be available to order tomorrow at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. They are available in Midnight, Blue, Starlight, Purple, and Product Red. The iPhone 14 starts at $799, while the iPhone 14 Plus starts at $899. The first iPhone 14 pre-orders will arrive on Friday, September 16th. But the first iPhone 14 Plus pre-orders won't arrive until Friday, October 7th. Last but not least, we got the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max. The biggest change here is the all-new cutout at the top of the display that replaces the notch. Apple is calling this the Dynamic Island. It's a new pill-shaped cutout at the top that's more interactive and versatile than even those last-minute rumors had predicted. You can tap on it and hold to find more options and controls. It'll show things like the album art for content in the music application when something's playing, controls for FaceTime and phone calls, specific information on background activities, quick access to things like the Maps application when navigation is in process, and the new Live Activities feature coming to the iOS 16 lock screen also integrates with the Dynamic Island, meaning you can see live notifications directly in the new screen area at the top. Apple says the Dynamic Island, quote, enables new ways to interact with iPhone, featuring a design that blends the line between hardware and software, adapting in real time to show important alerts, notifications, and activities, end quote. Outside of that, there are some other changes to the iPhone 14 Pro display. The bezels are thinner than before to give you more screen real estate. There is now peak outdoor brightness of 2000 nits alongside improved HDR brightness at 1600 nits. But the bigger update to the screen is the new Always On Display. The Always On Display shows the time, widgets, and complications on your lock screen, and live activities. It'll even show your iPhone's wallpaper in a unique dimmed down state. The new Always On Display is made possible by an updated ProMotion screen that can now refresh at a rate as low as 1 Hz, and of course still all the way up to 120 Hz. The iPhone 14 Pro is powered by a new A16 chip inside, which is built on an updated 4-nanometer process for improved efficiency and performance. Apple didn't get into too many specifics on the A16's performance. Instead, it focused on how Apple's chip technology continues to be years ahead of the nearest competitor. Camera technology for the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max is just as impressive as we had expected. The main camera has been updated to a 48-megapixel lens with a quad-pixel sensor and an f1.78 aperture. This quad-pixel sensor is designed to adapt to the photo being captured and combines every 4 pixels into one. In doing this, Apple says you can get amazing low-light images while also keeping the photo size down. The quad-pixel sensor also enables a new 2x telephoto lens option that uses the middle 12 megapixels of the sensor for full-resolution photos and 4K videos with no digital zoom. In the past, the telephoto lens only jumped to 3x optical zoom, so this new 2x optical step in the middle is a nice addition. And if you really want to or need to, you can shoot in the full 48-megapixel resolution by using the Pro RAW feature. The iPhone 14 Pro models also use the same photogenic engine as the iPhone 14, which again is there to improve performance in low-light environments. The 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera has been updated to deliver sharper images with more detail. The front-facing camera is basically the same as the iPhone 14, with autofocus and improved low-light performance for both photos and videos. It also features the same action mode as the other iPhone 14 models, as well as improvements to cinematic mode. And of course, the iPhone 14 Pro is adding all of the same features as the iPhone 14, such as satellite connectivity and crash detection. Both of the iPhone 14 Pro models will be available to order tomorrow at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Pricing is unchanged from last year at $999 for the 14 Pro and $1099 for the 14 Pro Max. They're available in 4 colors, space black, deep purple, silver, and gold. The first orders will arrive on September 16th. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We'll be back tomorrow with even more news from the Apple event. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest coverage over at 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and we will be back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.